Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. Howdy doody! I hope everyone's having an amazing Wednesday. I see people in the chat room getting in there, Sacred Space of Empowerment room, and good to see every welcome guest. Welcome, Divine Mystic. What is it? Griffin Dandy Design. Refined Dandy Design. Sounds good. Hi, Tamara. Let me know how the chat is. Love that intro. Me too. Done by a really great film and commercial actress client of mine, and who helped me out for a little bit, and also the amazing voiceover that you can see, and her husband does some production, music production, so they really did a nice gift to that. Sound is great. Thank you so much. I'm kind of excited today. Got lots to dive into. And, of course, if we have any callers, any questions, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press pound 1 to get into the queue. And I want to also give a shout-out to TuneIn Radio FM Player. Keeps nominating us as Best Podcast, so in spirituality and new age. Not sure what new age is, but anyway, whatever it is. I can kind of get lumped. I understand metaphysics because I study metaphysics and have certification in that. But I don't know what new age is, but it sounds like us, doesn't it? It sounds like our awakenings community. Anyway, I just wanted to give them a shout out and as well as remind everyone that you can find us also on iTunes. We're one of the featured podcasts in spirituality. And if you show some love, that's great. A little bit of loving, some appreciation comments. That keeps us, the Awakenings and Self and Light team, going. So, very excited starting a new group or continuation of the Soul Entrepreneurship program and group. People have done just so amazingly well on that. And if you want information on that, you can go to soulentrepreneurship.com or soulentrepreneurship.life and email. I'll be starting another beginning program, I think it's March or April. I have to look at the date. But we're reconvening February. It'll be the third Saturday in of the month. So it's really great. I mean, it's so, my gosh, so fulfilling for me to be able to see people just open and blossom and really connect to their soul's purpose, their soul's path, and then to begin to actualize that really in concrete ways in the world. And, of course, the difference between a soul entrepreneur and a quote-unquote regular entrepreneur is a soul entrepreneur looks at lifestyle. It's about, really, without using an overused word, balanced lifestyle. But it's really looking at the whole big picture in your life, not just from the standpoint of a business, having a business, being entrepreneurial, but it is really about setting up a lifestyle on all levels. So that's something to think about. And I also want to let people know my Daily Om course is still up. It's had some changes to it, some refinement. And you can go to dailyom.com, and it's Navigating Your Greatest Soul Shift. And if you want any information about working individually with me, you can contact me at info@selfinlight.com. And me what you want. You can set up a time, or you can find out about other workshops, the teleworkshops and stuff that'll be coming up as well. So really, 2016 is a time of departures, new pathways, and really digging deep. And we'll touch on that a little bit. So kind of got that out. I think most of that. Oh, yeah, and All Things Awakenings, you can email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. If you have the awakeningsradio@gmail.com, that works as well. We've got a great assistant and producer that handles the topics as well as the guests and schedules and helps keeping that flowing. Best to do that rather than Facebook messaging me or sending to my Self-Enlight account, which is really just for my working with people individually in groups. It's really that part. And so those, if you send it to them, those emails get lost. But if you have questions, comments, guest suggestions, I'm totally open to that. You know, this is all of our program and community. And those of you that are online, if you did want to get on air, press #1, and again, that number is 347-539-5122. Just getting my tea. I just let Yoshi outside because it's been so windy here in Southern California, but we now have some really, it's kind of warmish, actually. Warmish today. Really warm. Again, 347-539-5122 is the number. Press 1 on the keypad to get on air. So, really excited today. I'm excited because I'm a lot of projects coming together, which some of you are part of, expanding awakenings into other forms, and it's getting closer. So an actual video channel is being created for me. So I'll keep everybody posted on that. But we do have today, with the second half of the program, we have Dee Wallace, actress and healer Dee Wallace. And many of you may probably remember as E.T.'s mom, and she's done a lot of work since then. And, in fact, I saw her in a pretty meaty role a few months ago. I've seen her in some roles here and there that I recognize her. I mean, she can really make herself look different, for these roles that she does. But she's going to be talking about the brain and the creative process. And I love what she does because she's very involved still in her acting. She's got a new series on Amazon Prime. And, she's well-informed in healing and does facilitate healing. And she's got this cute little Buffalopaloo, a little cute bear. And a toy that joyfully empowers kids to love themselves. So we're going to dive into all that with her. And definitely, I would say, soul entrepreneur, right? Definitely soul entrepreneur. She's doing a whole package in her, in her life. And so anytime we have someone like that coming in, I just feel so, so blessed. You know, great example of what I like to say, the new paradigm and the new economy. The collaborative economy, collaboration, creative economy. We're in the level of the seas, this converging flow part of the awakenings process and unfolding that we're all at. Many of you have heard me speak of this, and I'll touch on it again for especially people that are new, is that we are at this time of what's called the converging flow. That's the part of awakening where everything is happening all at once, and it's also the time of the harmonization. So we're actually learning harmony through conflict, and some of that's inner conflict. How many have been going through that? I've gotten so many emails working with clients, people saying, and friends of mine, what is going on, ever since the holidays? There's all these conflict, but all of it, if you notice, a lot of it is stemming from ourselves, our own inner conflict about where we're at, where we're going, our fears, where we'd like to go, where we're envisioning on going. I will tell you, this year things will be happening in people's lives individually. They're going to force you to make some changes. So whether it seems to be externally or internally motivated, there will be changes made into how you're living so that you're kind of cracked open more. And again, we've talked about this, I think Dr. Jude Kurivan, most of you listening can find out more information on her, amazing cosmologist and astrologer, JudeKurivan.com. But since 2009, we embarked in a period of right relationship and right livelihood. And that's why for me with the soul entrepreneurship programs or the individual people that I work with, we don't just work on career or getting a job or getting the guy, getting the girl. The right relationship is right relationship to yourself. How aligned are you to your soul? And finding out what's happening right now, and you can see this astrologically as well by the, not just psychically or, you know, looking at it energetically, but astrologically by the aspects that are happening, there's layers. People are really getting peeled, layers and layers of how you thought you were acting or what your motivation was, you know, in life or in relationship or, you know, to yourself. The way to say, aha, that's actually been a protection mechanism or a defense mechanism that you can now let go of, okay? Because really, you know, living more from the soul, you kind of live on edge. You're kind of raw. You're in that meditative state more and more just showing up. And less in, like I'm working with this mentor and we're doing a lot of work with the, which I've been passing on to my clients. Good stuff. Oh, you know, getting into the higher mind, but also more into the prefrontal lobe of the brain rather than in the limbic where the fight or flight is and all the emotionalism. So emotions are great. That's why all this clearing work, that's why we do all this healing work, is to have the emotions be, you know, energy in motion. Have them be more open, more raw, and have them be more fluid, not rigid, not overly emotional, and not under emotional, where you're so tight and tensed up, nothing's coming out or you're not in touch. Because that, the emotions are our carrier wave. It's the passion. It's the desire. It's really also what discerns this universe, you know, dimension from others, is we are working with emotions. And it's interesting because now there's more books and doctrine out there that are validating emotions. I mean, years ago it was, you know, kind of meditate them away, that they're bad, you know. There's a lot of religions that are, you know, based on that, you know, like, get out of your emotions, you know. But the whole idea is that we dropped into matter, into the material plane, to see what matters to us, to get kind of excited, to, you know, to get happy, to get angry, to get up and down and up. And to know that that's something that we're experiencing, this play of consciousness. You know, as we know, we're all consciousness made manifest. So it is about playing that, but again, not being stuck in that and not being stuck in lower level harmonics. And, you know, and that would be like playing bass all the time, you know. So there's all these harmonics, there's all these levels and wavelengths within vibration that we're meant to be playing at. And once you find your signature vibrational frequency, once you connect into that, that's when the magic, the mystery really, you know, really starts happening, really starts jumping in and jiving in your life. You start seeing things. You start seeing the synchronicities and experiencing them. Things link up. People link up. You know, there's more of that reason. So part of this awakening, and there's levels. That's why the show is awakening, not just awakening. Because there's many levels of awakening. And so it's this constant level of like blossoming, blooming, and in different parts of your life becoming more conscious, not just one part, or, you know, living more and more like that. And what's happening in the, since the harmonic convergence, we're all in that harmonizing, that harmony through conflict, getting into the harmonization where we're not on one end or the other of the conflict. We can understand that duality within ourselves. We can understand the polarity plane, you know, the east and the west, the up, the down, the masculine, the feminine, you know, the whole shebang bang. Because if you don't, you know, that's what creates creation, is the is the polarity. But being stuck on one end or the other, not integrating the side, and we can look at holographically sides, keeps us actually in pain and turmoil. Because the pain isn't really that acceptance of non-acceptance of what is. So through this process, the converging flow, a lot of people said, well, why is all this bad stuff happening? Well, all this, there's a lot of good stuff happening too. So all this bad stuff, all this good stuff. That's the converging flow, everything happening at once. And that's why a lot of you have been emailing me, why am I so overwhelmed? Why am I so tired? This and that. I had someone the other day said, oh, our kids nowadays, it's the same as how we were. And I said, no, it's not. And it's not just the internet. Please, it's not your devices. A lot of people like to blame the devices, the computers, smartphones, you know, iPads, tablets, you know, social media. No. All of that is an outpicturing of consciousness. So the interconnectedness that you see on social media or through devices is part of the awakening. It's connecting people and getting people used to the fact that we are all interconnected. It's bringing that awareness more into a tangible, concrete, or everyday awareness. Now, some people say, well, devices cause more, you know, people to be more separate. I say that was happening anyway, you know, having done this kind of work that I do pre-device, you know, overload of devices back in the day. I remember pay phones, you know, 25 cents, 35 cents, whatever it was, make a call. There still was that separation or separating out. And so maybe in some levels you can say it's to a heightened level, but I feel that's the human nature part of people not wanting to check out, not wanting to deal with their emotions. Because most people that overly use devices are checking out from something. But if they're going to check out from something, just alcohol, swimming, running marathons all the time. You know, I've worked with clients that their whole life is falling apart, but they're running marathons in biathlon. I'm doing all that. And, you know, they're checking out, you know, 6 hours at the gym. That's okay. It's okay to have those interests. But there is a part in human nature that wants to check out. And so I believe the next level, the next step in this harmonization is us learning to check in, learning us to connect in and to be more and more comfortable with the discomfort, comfortable with the uncomfortable feeling, comfortable with, oh, well, can't do it all today. Oh, well, shoot. You know, a little late on the bill, but gosh, let's have a cappuccino with a friend. The connecting, the interconnectedness that's now having to come from the overwhelm that a lot of people are experiencing, where they're kind of by default are having to go to reach out to other people. That's where we're going. That is the kind of fever pitch. That's the level on the spiral that we're at. Is that because when it's all said and done, whether it's tragedy, life gets too much, at some point people do begin to go back to people. And so that's a big part. That's, you know, I always call it the COs. As we got into the 2000s, it is the CO focus, connection, collaboration, creativity. The co-joining of things, which is the awakening that, wow, we're here to do it together. There's no brownie point for I got to the finish line first and everybody else is, you know, 500 paces behind me or miles behind me. I'm just sitting there by myself. I got there first and I'm just sitting there by myself. So there is a change in consciousness that's happening. And that's even a CO, right? So we really, I feel, are, as a humanity, waking up to our true nature and true potential, and more people will be living that and are grounding that into the mainstream consciousness. Because it's been going on forever. It's just it hasn't been mainstream. And that's what we're doing, is making it mainstream. Okay, I see callers in the queue. If you have a question or a comment or you'd like question answered or reading, that number is 347-539-5122. Press pound 1 on the keypad. Okay, I'm just saying howdy everyone in the chat. Let me get in there. So if you are in the queue and you want a question, because I may just pick up, please press pound one, because a lot of times I get emails, you didn't pick up, and I stayed on a half an hour. But sometimes I'm leery to pick up because a lot of people listen by phone because they're in their office. Okay, so we had a couple of questions I wanted to get to today that people emailed in. And again, I had said people can email questions in, and I will answer them on air because a lot of times people can only get to the archives because they're working. Okay, so this one is for, they're calling themselves, I won't say the real name, they're calling themselves Marie, and they're wanting to know about Henry. And I'm getting to this a little late because I actually had to tune in ahead of time. And they want to see what is in store for them in this relationship and then as in the year. And so I'll just touch on that because usually I don't answer that personal of questions unless you call in. I try to keep it generalized to everybody. So I'll be kind of brief with this. The one thing that I see in this relationship, Henry and Marie, is that this person is having to go through and has started going through a lot of mental, emotional trauma and is in a transformational process that they're not yet willing to go through. But it's a happening. And so they're not really open right now to relationship or just having to discuss something. I think if it's casual dating, that would be one thing. But I think they jumped into something and thought, oh, my God, I'm not totally ready for this. Or this is too much. I'm going to have to think. I'm going to have to be, you know, triggered on this or that. You know, I have to deal with this. So I do see a lot of change around this individual. There could be some things with work, outer change as well. I'm getting some disruption. I don't know if it's loss of job or trying to get another job to make more money. Then there's something also going on with housing. So a lot on their plate, I would say. You could see them again. I don't see it clicking. I kind of see you moving on. And the one thing I feel for you, Marie, is you've got this year a real focus on what actually really fulfills you emotionally. You know, what makes your heart sing? You know, what makes your feet go pitter-patter and dance a little too? As well as what's going on in relationship. What do you really need and want in relationship? And getting clear with that. Now, I don't think you have to do lists. Your higher self knows all this. So if you want to get in a meditative state, you can, you know, obviously you can, you know, do that. But I think what I see to people is go to places that you enjoy that represent you and do those activities and be more in your soul flow. And that will attract a person that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you like that. You like that. You like that, too. You like this. You know, it gets very specific. But I see from readers, you need to do some emotional clearing, emotional repatterning. Look at the relating patterns in your life as well. There's some behaviors that you've kind of been saying, oh, I can't do that anymore, or I've got to stop that. So I feel that after this next cycle, this chunk of time, you will meet somebody that I would like to say is a life mate, you know, soulmate that's a life mate. Because remember, we have many soulmates, but not all of them are life mates. So that's the key, you know. And then some people even connect with their, you know, twin flame. So however you want to look at that. So basically in your life, coming up this cycle, there's going to be a lot to do with inner work, you know, outer focus, getting things in order, focus on the monetary as well, the earth plane, you know, material possessions, you know, home, housing, work, just really getting things in order. And you might feel this year that you've worked harder, like, oh, my God, I'm working so hard. I'm doing so much, having to balance so much. But take time to nurture emotionally and integrate what you like to do and what works for you. Okay, I hope that helped. And then we've got got a little dream here from our wonderful longtime listener and wonderful questioner, deep thinker, James. And asking recent dreams over the night. And this is something that everybody can relate to. So driving in the car, driving in your car always represents your physical body, but also how you get around in the world. So you want to look at what kind of car are you in? Are you driving it? Are you in the passenger? Are you in the back seat? Usually if we say we're in the back seat or in the passenger seat, but you're somewhere able, in some area in your life, perhaps you're being passive or too passive. You need to maybe get control. But also always look at the condition of the car. What kind of car is it? Is it a speeding car? Is it clunky? Is it old car, new car? Because that's going to represent also a bit of your mindset of how you're journeying. And so he's saying, driving in my car, I see a new overpass being built. It looks schmick and is being constructed using latest and new fad materials. Okay, so we see new ideas coming here, new building materials. Probably there's been some work done in the past, to bring in these newer materials. And I find myself driving on this overpass. It rises steeply, and I start becoming fearful that my car might lift off and fall. And then I think it's a steep downhill to navigate. I sort of figure that I'll manage, but I wake up before I get a result. Aha! Now, this is for James, and this is for anyone that has this kind of dream. It's showing a fear there, a fear that I might fail in life, or I might go too high, or I might bite off more than I can chew. Or it could be emotional state. It could be being in a new situation, a lot of change in one's life, and you're going up. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be emotionally. Here I go emotionally, or spiritually, here I go, and I might lift off, so I might lighten up, lift higher. I might be integrating this new part of me, these new materials that I've learned, but I'm scared. So what you can do in those situations in your dream is, I always say, jot your dream down. The main thing when you're doing dream therapy, as I was trained in it, is that you don't necessarily have to write down the whole dream. You can, but the dream, the theme, what's the theme and what's the feelings or emotion in the dream, the dominant feelings or emotions, that's going to tell you what you're dealing with in your everyday state or mundane state or waking state, whatever you want to call it. And if you jot that down and you remember, if you wake up, what you can do is dream reentry and go back into the dream, redo the dream as best you can, and then when you get to that place where you feel like you're going to lift off or whatever it is that you're having a challenge with within the dream, what you want to do is let yourself do it. So like if an animal is chasing you, I had this once where a bear was chasing it, which was a problem, and I was running, oh my God, I woke up sweaty and panicking, I was cutting up the tree, and my, one of my teachers for my dream course, Jungian in Sonoma dream therapy, go back into the dream, she said, go back in and hug the bear. And I was like, what? I hugged the bear and then totally changed. And so, again, embracing the problem, embracing what you have going on. So what you're doing in a lot of dreams is you're integrating aspects of yourself. You're integrating learning lessons. You're integrating experiences. Sometimes you're getting a heads up of an experience that's coming in, something new, something you need to integrate, an aspect of yourself. Sometimes they're predictive dreams. I've had predictive dreams. Sometimes they're other dimensional, and you're bringing in these other aspects of yourself. But it can also show you where there's conflict, inner conflict, outer conflict, showing you a non-productive way of dealing with something, and here's the way to deal with it. For instance, people that are having a lot of hero dreams constantly, let yourself be caught, or those that are always caught, kind of always the victim, let yourself get in the hero and, slice up the monster, and if you're always slicing up the monster, embrace the monster or put the sword down. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I would suggest with you, James, or anybody that's listening to me and going, oh, my God, I had a dream similar to that. And number two, the dream two, I went to swim mainly from Manly to Sydney. On the dream, there's a busy ship channel. So, see, there's all this transition, the driving, the going over the overpass. So this is telling me from going from one, aspect of being to another. There's a lot of integration. There's a lot of travel. So there's a lot of mental, emotional movement here. It's nighttime and the ocean is flat. I can see jellyfish in the water. I enter the ocean and a current starts taking me away towards Sydney, but through a busy, narrow channel, I have difficulty getting my bearings and become concerned about the boats and whether I can make the distance. Similar to the first dream, fearful that I may lift off and fall, and it will be hard to navigate. I manage to swim out of the current and back to shore. I walk back to the starting place. Okay, so go back to where you are. And then the question is this my subconscious self-ego playing out a fear of success routine? What are the boats and cars representing? Muchas gracias. All right. De nada. Okay, so yes, the subconscious, but it's also saying, I want to see you, James, focus integrating more the emotional aspect of not just charging into things and being a success monetarily on a business level, but integrating your needs and wants on a mental, emotional level. What are you doing to nourish mentally? You know, what books or movies, you know, sit around the campfire, you know, have some tea, some coffee, some whatever, you know, brandy sniffer, you know, whatever, put your feet up and let your mind roam. This is what I suggest to a lot of you when you're having dreams or daydreams, dreams, deep dreams, waking state fears. I just told this to a client of mine, let yourself roam, let yourself explore, let yourself do some research, self-research. Let yourself mentally daydream and have some ideas of where you want to go in a way, you know, that feels comfortable for you. You know, let yourself go to some new places. So sometimes what happens is, especially in our culture, we get hyper-focused. We're very hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant on monitoring our outer success, you know, the business. And I'm not saying this is not a judgment or good or bad thing, but it takes a while for the emotional body to catch up. So I think sometimes, like for me, when I've had to do, and I've recently had some meetings for some TV projects, you know, and I'm a little, you know, I've been doing the show, but I haven't done a lot of TV stuff in a while, you know, but when I had my radio show or my talk show rather, my TV show, and I was doing commercials and stuff, you know, I was pro, it was like easy, roll in, have the meeting. But I will do it, and I am doing it, because that's what's required of me. So you just show up. The adult, the show shows up. Hello, here I am for my meeting. But the little kid inside, so a lot of times we've been taught in our cult, this kind of Western-y culture we have, mainstream consciousness, to stiffen up and just, it's a good thing. It's, you know, it's good. It's a good opportunity. Go for it. Go for it. And we kind of tough it out. But maybe there are some things that you can do. You know, I like my Hansons with little echinacea, golden seal, Dawn Quiet. I make myself a little nurturing tincture. Maybe I'll eat soups or certain little foods I'll eat. There's certain readings I'll do, the I Ching, certain meditations, certain people I'll call and talk to that are very nurturing. And maybe I'll tell them what I'm going through. So this is for everybody. If you're having these kind of, you know, going from one place to the next, you know, next level kinds of things. And that could be in consciousness, that could be mental, emotionally, that could be career level or within a relationship. Take the time to see what nurtures you emotionally, what grounds you emotionally. And to take the pressure off, if you're doing a lot of outer movement or career changes, what can you integrate emotionally, to emotionally connect in with yourself and with others? Or mentally, don't forget about the mental, and also physically. Maybe it's walking, maybe it's, you know, I don't know, Stairmaster, elliptical, maybe it's taking a class, you know, that's challenging. The other thing that you can do is take a dance class or take something where you have to learn a new skill. So it takes your mind off of the new level that you're at. So I don't like to get into that fear. It can be, you know, as a hypnotherapist, we look at this fear of failure with a script, you know. But I have always found really that fear of failure, fear of success is kind of, it gets us back to, am I doing it right? I don't want to be embarrassed. It's really fear of failure. I don't want to be embarrassed. You know, I put all the eggs in one basket and it didn't happen and now I have to tell people. And then the fear of success usually is the fear of lack of love, that we're going to get to that next level. Nobody's going to be with us. You know, or I'm going to get so empowered, I'm going to leave the guy, or I'm going to leave the girl, or I'll leave the state, or I won't be in touch with my family. And so those parts of us that are connected emotionally, especially the inner child, those early parts, you know, that wants to be loved, is like, oh my God, I'm not going to have love. I'm not going to have people that understand me. It's a cruel world out there. There's sharks out there. So if you're thinking those thoughts that the world is not friendly, you know, it's hard to be successful, because we do hear stories, and sometimes you do leave certain people behind, or the relationship changes. I don't feel you have to ever leave anyone behind, but people say, oh, I got on the spiritual path and I lost friends. You know, but they got new friends, you see. So that ego doesn't like that perceived loss, whether it's going up the ladder to success or getting what it perceives as down the ladder to failure, it's perceiving loss. And so what you can do when you find yourself in this kind of situation, whether going up the ladder or down the ladder, is what helps you emotionally, mentally, and then, of course, physically. You know. And then another thing you can always do, too, is clear out your closets, clean up, move things around, some kind of physical activity. So you bring your awareness, your attention, your focus into other parts of your body, mind, system, and your life, to take the pressure off of the one part that's really getting initiated. Anyway, I hope that brought some insight. And we do have some callers on the line that we'll get to before our guest comes on at 12:45. Hello, 910-262. You're on Awakenings. You're on Awakenings.
Hi.
With Michelle Mache. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. My name is John.
Hey, John. Welcome to the program.
And, Well, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just been a really rough few years.
2 months? Oh, years. Okay.
Yeah. Where, I feel like I'm just a dreamer. Anything I try and do, when I try and put action to it, nothing works. What in the world's going on in my life?
In your life. Okay, let's look at that. Do you mind giving me your birth date, please?
It's 3/15/72.
Okay. And is some of this work stuff that you're that you've been doing to make career change?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, you've got let me look and see. This year will be a turning point, but I would say probably more mid to end of the year. And next year, I definitely see a lightening up. And there could be a move. I feel like, believe it or not, part of what you're going through is in the location that you're at doesn't seem to be supported, working for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So you got to get out of there. That's the big thing. See, it's you know.
Okay. I would love to get out of here, but here's the problem is I haven't been able to make any money in 2 years.
Okay. Therein lies that there's the conundrum. I would say somehow you're going to be able to. Now, what about just a regular temporary job, or just something to get the energy going? Not looking for the big one. Not looking for the fulfilling job, looking for what I call transitional job, just something to come bring some dollars in and organize your energy.
Mm-hmm. You've been looking for it for a year.
Okay, and nothing. What have you been looking at?
Anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I keep going back to it's your area. Is there any way that you could live with somebody else for a short period of time, just out of your little area?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, John. Okay, so here what I'm hearing from the guides are saying it's gonna lighten. It's gonna get better anyway this year. The thing is, and I think my talk at the beginning about the when I'm doing the dream analysis, I think applies to you also in the sense that even though it's difficult and you're not able to get out of your circumstances and your environment, if you can, just even the things that don't cost money, but get out more out of the house and do and just get. See, because what happens when we try something and try and try and try, and it doesn't happen, we do get a kind of vibe about us. We get kind of an attitude and a vibe, even when we try to put it on, because we're our energy is depleting. Does this make sense? Because you keep there's not enough coming back to you. So
right.
What I would absolutely suggest is, I'm glad you called in, you know, do more calling in to shows like this, online stuff, but also get out of the house, go hear free talks, free lectures, spiritual centers, and start networking there. And maybe, you know, pick up, even if you have to, you know, do gardening or help somebody, you know, around their house. Because what I feel with you, you need to get new energy in, and that comes from different people around you, not the ones that are around you now, different people around you and different environment and circumstances. So I would absolutely say do that. And whatever you can pick up here and there, you know, don't think about money. Don't think about, think that I'm getting this. Even if somebody says, okay, I need 2 hours of this and it's $25, don't think, oh, God, I should make more. No. What I want you to think is I'm getting new energy in. Because right now it's so baseline. It's so because you've kind of been beaten down. You've been trying and trying and trying. So
I'm drowning in the mundane.
Yeah. But you need to get, I feel definitely you need to get around different people and you need to get some spiritual upliftment. You know, good talks, groups, you need to, and there's a lot of things you can do that are either very inexpensive or free. But you need to do it not just online. You need to do it physically. You need to start doing that, and that's going to start shifting the energy for you, and I do see an opening. I am seeing, I would say, a move next year, and I would say there's something really big, new coming in for you next year. This year, I feel like you'll have some work, you know, more kind of here and there, but it's you're departing from an old mindset that's also kept you in this situation, let's say, these circumstances. But you're not going to get it trying to do it on your own and trying to just beat the pavement. You've got to get the new, you know, input and insight. Okay?
So, absolutely.
And keep us posted. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
Let us know how you're doing. All right. Much peace.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 917-723, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle, it's Tasha. How are you?
Hey, Tasha, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling in to see if you can give me any insight in reference to employment and housing for 2016.
Okay, I hear some focused energy coming in. I hear we're not carrying this into the rest of the year. So, okay. So, Tasha, give me, please, just the month and day of your birth date, please, so I can kind of
10/15.
Anchor into you. Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, so you're, there's another one. You could be summer or before the end, there could be a move. I feel like job is more right now for you. There's something about branching out, and it could be working in a different area, different environment than where you are now, if
okay.
That makes sense. I feel like there could be a drive, more of a drive, and I feel like the place is going to come from there. Now, it's interesting. See, I love how we always get things that are kind of similar, all of us. You're really being pushed to get into a different environment, and it will also help with an issue that you've been having with an ex, and they won't know where you're at. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So here's the thing I want you to do is I want you you need to look outside from where you're at now, and you could be making a rather big move coming down the pike. I don't know. It could be another city altogether, not like just a little suburb down the road. There could be a larger move around you. I'm seeing more populated, okay?
Oh, wow.
So I
okay.
would, yeah, yeah, there could be quite a large, yeah, a quite a, so here, but here's what I'm hearing is you've got to focus on the branching out with the work. And I feel there could be a center, healthcare center. There's some kind of center or school, I feel, institution that you're going to be going to. But
okay.
it's not the ones you're at now. And I feel it's outside your area because I can see you driving further. And I do see you applying for it. So I don't know if it's something you see online or somebody suggests to you. But I do see applying. I do see a meeting. It could be like an aftercare program, but I'm also seeing older people, so I'm not necessarily seeing kids. There could be something in schools, like also school system, that I do see where you're developing curriculum. That's where you're really going to, I feel, blossom is in developing curriculum. If
okay.
you can start, yeah. So Crystal Bowles written in the chat saying, let's all move, I'm ready. Well, for many of you, many of you, the movement this year is going to be mental, emotional, gearing up. You're going to be changing your mind state and really looking at what's holding you back, what's blocking you, what's stopping you. And so that's, some of you, that's more the movement I'm seeing. I feel your environment is fine, you're outgrowing it, but I feel the first step is actually going to be the work. Situation, and then I do feel something comes from that. There is a new, a new living situation.
Okay.
That's coming for you. Yeah. So that. Yeah.
For 2016.
You could, but I feel the work. I feel like for sure, if you did, it would probably. See, there's some shift in the energy right before September
okay.
where there could be a fast move. If you don't do it then for sure next year.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of a, you know, based on the monetary.
Right.
And then the next place I do see you at, it does show relationship around, and it does show a lot of focus with work.
Okay.
So whatever you're going to be taking is going to be more on your workload.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
Michelle.
Yeah. Thank you.
Blessings.
Yeah, that's for everybody. You know, you got to think moving takes a lot of energy. It's not just, you know. Currency energy, but sometimes that's needed. And usually our move is an outpicturing of, you know, our shift in consciousness. Our space has to change because we've changed, right? Okay, so I hope I'm not seeing our guest in the queue. I'm seeing a different number, but I'm hoping that this is her. Anyway, it's time for the second half of the program. Where we get to connect in with our awakened guests, which we have such amazing guests, and today is no exception. I know many of you have been excited about having her on the program, and I am definitely excited. We have Dee Wallace with us, who many of you know her from her huge role as E.T.'s mom. Not E.T.'s mom, but the boy in E.T. She's an amazing actor. Also an amazing healer. She has a new series coming out on Amazon Prime that we're going to be talking about, as well as a wonderful toy that joyfully empowers kids to love themselves. And she's definitely balancing her life in a way to really connect in with her creativity as well as her art. And I want to welcome to the program, Dee. Welcome to the program.
Hello, darling. It's great to be here. Yes, this is my number. You've got my number.
Oh, good. Oh, yes. I'm glad I got your number because I had a different one down. My little psychic tutor was going, dee, dee, dee. By the way, just got to jump in really quick. I saw you in something a couple months ago. I don't even know the movie. I think it was on my direct TV, something. Oh, my God. You were so amazing. But I had to look, and I'm like, is that Knife D? I don't know if you remember the role. You were playing, like, a major badass, scary person. I was like, oh, my God.
It was probably the Frighteners.
Maybe that's what it was.
Was Michael J. Fox in it?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was such a juicy role. And I was looking, and I saw my boyfriend go, oh, my God, that's Steve Wallace. I mean, I was just blown away.
Yes, I was having a great time killing everyone. Welcome to the dichotomy of D. Wallace, you know.
I go out
and do all these horror films, and then I come back home and I do sessions every day where I heal people. So
I love that, Michelle. Oh, my God. But, D, it's so the life of living by the soul. I mean, you're doing it all, which is great, and not censoring. And, it's just phenomenal to be able to have those parts that live out those aspects of self. And I know we had a lot of people in the chat, and, people they'd like to, research people before they come on. They're like, oh, my God, she does all this and acting, and she's a healer? She does all this healing work, too? And I'm like, yes, possible. It's absolutely possible.
If there's anything, I get that question all the time in sessions that I do with people. Well, which one should I be focusing on? And I said, focus on everything that makes you happy.
A typical day
in my life is I get up and I go for my speed walk and I, do some, I call directing of energy meditation. And then I could have an audition, come home, do two private sessions over the phone, do an interview like this, sit down and work on my next book, go out and have another audition. I mean, the beauty of it is you never get bored. You just want to follow everything that rocks your boat. And then life just keeps creating for you the happier you are.
I love that. And you could feel that with you. What would you say your first awakening was? I mean, how did you, decide to combine and come up with this idea of way of living? Like, why can't I do it all? Was there one particular time in your life that you started going in a different direction, integrating more of your spirituality and your healing?
When I look back on it, when I was a little girl, I was getting messages, but I just thought it was imagination. I didn't really, it's interesting. And then I found my acting teacher, Charles Conrad, and I studied with some of the greats, but when I found Charles, when I looked back on it after I got into my spiritual work, what he was doing was literally teaching us how to channel a character in our acting. And then my husband and I, Christopher, got involved in this philosophy called conceptology, which was really the precursor of all of this stuff. It was developed in the 30s, and it was all about the power of the mind and your belief systems and all that stuff. And so I started getting more into spirituality through knowing that we were the power on this plane that was in charge of creating who we are. And that we had been blessed and trusted by the one energy, the force, God, creative force, whatever your most comfortable term is. We think we were banished, and actually we were blessed and said, here, I trust you. I want you to see you can create like I do with matter and energy. So go forth. Have a shot. Go for it. And then, through history, we have had a lot of men who have wanted to squash that power because they wanted to be in power, and so they taught us we didn't have any power, largely through religion. So the huge turn in my work came when my husband of 18 years died suddenly from a heart attack. And I fell to my knees and I said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want a way we can heal ourselves. And within seconds, I got the first message. And I'm just a very accurate, clairaudient channel now. Been doing this for over 25 years. Have my own radio show, as you know, and 5 books out. And if I could be so bold, Michelle, something came in for me for your caller, John, because I came on a little early. Could I?
Oh, you did? Okay, yes. Please.
Could
please.
I offer?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I go, I mean, I got a yes on everything you said, but my work approaches things a little differently, and mm-hmm. the question is always, where are we blocking ourselves from
yes.
moving forward? And they took me to a core belief that he has, which basically, when he's loved, he has the belief that when he's loved, he has to be depressed. And so, anything in his life that he's going to give himself to tell him that he's more loved in the world is going to have a negative connection for him until he turns that belief around. So hopefully, you know, when I'm loved, I'm honored. When I'm loved, I'm happy. When I'm loved, I'm excited. Anything that he can start literally reprogramming his brain around, that I think it's going to help him to break some walls down there.
Thank you for that. Let us know, John. Keep us posted. Thank you. That was amazing. And gives him a good jumping off point, you know. Good start point to
self-love, guys. I cannot accentuate how important self-love is. And we are taught from the time we are little, tiny, itty-bitty people not to love ourselves. It's blasphemous and it's self-centered and, you know, and nothing could be further from the truth. When you truly get in touch with the miraculous being that you are, that's when you really honor God. That's when you honor the world. That's when you honor yourself. That's when creation starts really happening for you exponentially. And everybody get up in the morning and go, wow, my intention today is just love myself and love myself more. So bring it on, world. Any way I can love myself more is where I want to go today.
Dude, I love that. I always call it like being in service to yourself, to your soul, to your life.
Yeah.
To your point, we're taught everybody's in service to everybody else, but forgetting about themselves, their beautiful miracle of a life. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't
know, love your neighbor
right?
as yourself, but don't
yes,
love yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, how does that
right.
work, you know?
Exactly. How does that?
Yeah,
oh,
it doesn't compute. Right.
No, it doesn't. I kind of thought of that, you know, recently, and I thought, well, God, you know, we kind of have to think of ourselves too. We're this miracle. We're placed, like you said, we're placed here as these creators. So it is to the creative, you know, God, all that is, whatever source, whatever you want. It is that part of us that needs to be an honoring of what we're doing here and meant to do. You see that turning around, Dee? Do you think that that's going to be more understood and maybe prevalent?
Absolutely. I think we're in the midst of that now. The more people we get on board, the more we reach the 100th monkey, you know, and once the majority of energy gets the importance of self-love, then all the energy will understand it and embrace it so much more quickly. And we're really close. We're very close. But we have... You have to understand that your cells remember and bring stuff with them from the beginning of time. Water retains its memory from the beginning of time. And what are we? Over 80% water. What's our world? Over 80% water. And so we literally have to reprogram our brains and retrain our way of thinking so that at a cellular nature we shift what we're expecting and what we believe. Because if any of your listeners are into epigenetics, they are proving right and left that your belief systems, your perceptions, your thoughts about the world and yourself have much more control over the creation of your cells and your bodies and your brain than any medication or anything else genetically that was passed down to you. So science is really confirming now what spirituality has been talking about for eons. We're using still different terms, you know, but really we're saying the same thing, that you're the God of you on this plane. And how you direct and nurture yourself and love yourself and your creative capabilities is what's going to turn you around, and very much then is what is going to turn the world around, because we make up the world.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's something people forget. We make up the world. It's each of us as individuals, you know, make the world, make the collective. Now, tell us a little bit about your work, your channel. You do healing work, and we'll get in some other stuff as well, but just as we know you, obviously, as an actor, writer, creator, you know, prolific creator. Tell us a little bit about type of people you work with, or questions, or is it pretty broad? Is it channeling? Because I think you do energy work as well, right?
Well, it's all energy. Everything's energy.
Okay.
What you do is energy work.
True.
When you pray, you do energy work. You're either directing energy or you're allowing your energy to be directed by somebody or something else. There isn't any in between. Energy never lies dormant. So it's always looking for some kind of direction. You know, like if you want to make ice, you've got to direct the water into the freezer, right, to make ice. So it starts out with choice, and then you follow up the choice, intention, choice, and action. And so the specialty of my work is to be able to go into a person's energy system through my channel and be able to put together the blocks or the belief systems that have created the patterns that they're locked in. Just finished one right before this call, and she said, oh my God, this has opened up my entire life. This belief that we found today, I can see how it's running my life in every major, you know, subject of my life. And that's and people can ask me about, I mean, I'm happy to take callers here if you want to take callers. But they can ask about any subject, anything that they want to ask. I'm not a psychic. I am a clairaudient channel. And if you ask the question, you will get the highest information from the channel. It's quite an unbelievable channel, if I do say so myself.
I would say so, because you dialed in on John, which I was picking up the depression, but you got, you know, the where. We do have we have time. I think we have time for a quick call. And also we have lots of people in the chat. I'm loving this. Such great sharing. I'm really resonating. I love what Dee is saying. I feel so inspired. Yes,
oh, well,
too.
Good. Thanks, guys. You know, I just want to say before we take a call, I want everybody to go check out my newest passion, which is at Bupa, B-U-P-P-A, Bear, BuppaBear.com. It's a little teddy bear that I created. It's all based on brain science, and because our brains are pretty much done, guys, before we're 7 years old. So if you have a Valentine gift or anything, or just a love gift, you want to get a child or a child within someone you love, this bear has 14 empowering statements that the child or you states back to the bear in first person. So it's really strong I am statements and builds the
so affirmations. It's giving the affirmation. And is it little? It's so cute and cuddly, you know, listeners. If you want to get a visual, go to buppabear.com, B-U-P-P-A bear, B-E-A-R.com, and it's so cute with the little heart, and it's a Buppalapaloo.
And you
I love
said it right. Yeah,
Buppalapaloo. I love it. Buppalapaloo. So cute, and the I love me. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think kids, but adults, you know, kids cute little
I
gifts.
Have so many
like for Valentine's.
Yeah, they got them for their grandkids or something, and then they wrote me back and went, okay, I'm getting one for me, I'm getting one for my friend. I touch base with it all the time because it brings me back into balance. But I can tell all your listeners, if you are asking a question about where I'm blocked around money, go back to your life 7 years back to conception and see what messages you were given about the place where you're blocked. You'll get a lot of enlightenment. Most of us are still being run by the fears and beliefs that were put in place before we were 7 years old.
All in the limbic.
Yeah.
And Dee, you know, you one of the things, and we have time for the call, just 415, hang on, we'll be there. You talk a lot about the brain and the creative process, and I'm finding there's much more, and this is with the heart, really a lot of people looking at the brain, a lot more research on that and, you know, what block, you know, like you said, what's formed by the age of seven, you know, how that still gets programmed, you know, into it. We're still running on those programs.
You know, I'll put it in a quick nutshell for you. Basically, when we're little, whether we're told it, modeled it, or put something together out of our own, watching of the world, right? It doesn't matter where it comes from, but the belief systems get set into place. Once a belief system gets set into place, the part of your brain goes, okay, it's my job to look out and find proof that this belief is true. So let's say when you're small, you grow up in a really poor home, and they're always talking about money, and we don't have enough money, and the rich people, they have money. But we're the good people. That was my message, right? So your brain then starts at a very early age going, okay, I'm going to look out in the world and I'm going to see what proof I can find. Oh, well, there's a girl at my school and her parents are really rich and she's not a very nice girl. See, my belief is right. Oh, well, every time I start to make money, then I pull myself back when I'm starting to make more than I really need.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rich people aren't the nice people. So I'm going to look out and I'm going to start finding all those places to prove that that belief is right. And, gosh, I can't remember who said it, but it's so succinct. It said, if our unconscious doesn't become conscious, then our life starts showing up and it looks like fate. And we call it fate. But it's really...
I just saw that written somewhere, and I don't remember who it was either, but I just saw that written on something, and I thought, oh, my God, that's so true. And what, Dee, do you feel that, because as you're telling me this, I'm kind of getting a little aha, that actually pulls us out of the creative process, that God process you're talking about, or I'm here to create.
Oh, yeah, that's called living the same old pattern in the wrong belief for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep saying why instead of, oh, I see, I got a pattern here. I don't want this pattern. What I want is this. So I have to start restructuring my belief system in my brain, which is the same thing as, you know, some people go, well, you know, you have to allow God and the angels to come in and take care of you. But it's very clearly stated in the I Am principle that God, the energy, the angel, nobody can intervene and put choice on you. You have to make your own choice about what you want to think, what you want to feel, what you want to believe, and then the energy comes in to support you. Whether it's positive or negative, you will get support around that. So you see, science and spirituality saying the same thing. We're just saying it in different words, and once we start saying it in the same words, there's going to be a lot of ahas and a lot of major shift within spiritual people, because we're not going to sit back and go, well, I have to wait for God. Well, no, God's waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
The creative force is saying to you, tell me what you want, and I will then help you create it. But I'm not going to take your right of choice away from you.
It's interesting in this kind of whole play of consciousness that we are really here to heal that part, you know, the, become more conscious and become these creator beings. Do you have any thoughts on that? Because there's so many beliefs saying not to or blocking. But as you're saying, we do have that choice.
Who's
know,
saying
to heal,
not
to
what,
choose differently?
Not, so many
well,
believe
we,
saying not to what?
Well, like to get, you know, get ahead. You know, like you were using the example, you know, of growing up and the child being, you know, told, you know, money is hard to get, or we don't have money, and rich people aren't nice. There's a lot of those beliefs floating around that just get perpetrated, you know, in the
well,
mainstream
world. Well, yeah,
that's
into the fathers. I'm going to pass it down and pass it down and pass it down and pass it down until we get to hopefully this generation that goes, you know what, that doesn't fly with me anymore. That's not a truth. I'm not going to accept that as my truth. I'm not going to adopt a genetic religion of beliefs. Whoa.
Hmm.
That's a good phrase.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to write that down.
That's a good phrase. You write that
I'm
down.
Not gonna
that's a good one.
adopt a genetic religion of beliefs just because my grandparents and my parents told me it was right. Now, everybody listening knows exactly what we're talking about. You know,
absolutely.
Anything that was taught to you, judgmental, limiting, hateful, fearful. It's not the truth, guys, but it was their truth that was taught to them. You've got to reestablish your truth if you want to empower yourselves more than they could empower them. You can't create a new world from the same mind that created the old one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Einstein. Again, science.
Again, science. Yeah, the science. And
you know, Einstein said he obtained his greatest scientific insights when he went into his imagination.
Mm.
And what is imagination? It's where you go into, the same place you go into when you channel.
Right. So there really is this dovetailing of science and spirituality. There is this overlaying that seems to be happening more and more. And as you said, maybe some of the words can be different, but the meaning is there.
The meaning and the understanding is there. We have to get past, on both sides, science and spirituality. Notice I'm not even using the word religion. Because they're not at a point where they can even, you know, embrace this, most of the organized religions, where they go, you know what, we're one entity here. We're not separated. Mm. We're not against each other. We're one entity. The fact is the fact is the fact. All there is energy. We all know that. Energy needs direction. You direct your energy toward intention, choice, and focus, holding the focus on it. Both science and spirituality agree with all those points. So, you know, it's really the science of spirituality or the spirituality of science. Either way, it works.
Oh, I like both. But I like both. I like both. And Crystal Bowles Gretna and Sue is bam. This is so informative, so great. Wanted to share that with you. So it is harnessing. It really is harnessing that energy. And you're talking a lot about, which I agree, everything and everyone is energy. It's all energy. How important is this focusing of our energy? And you talk about choice, or that energy is either, you know, it's either flowing through us or we're directing it. You touch on that a bit more?
Well, again, if... Is that your little doggy?
Can you hear Yoshi? Yoshi's... You want to come in?
Doggies pick up the energy.
Yoshi.
She's going, yes,
they
yes.
do. She's going, I agree.
Okay, so you can sit there for your entire life and think about making ice cubes. And that's what most of us do. I'm going to think about creating that website. I'm going to think about writing the book. Gee, I really wish I knew what my purpose was. Let me think about it for the rest of my life. So we actually think that thinking about something is doing something about it, but it's not making a choice. You're just thinking about making a choice, but you haven't ever made a choice. You have to make a choice to do what you want to do with the energy. So you can look at the water sitting there for days and weeks and years, or you can pick it up because you know you want ice and put it in the freezer. Okay, if I know that I want to make more money, then I have to first choose that. I have to get all of me on board with joyfully making money, hold that intention, and then I got to start taking some action. But, you know, the core of everything for me is loving yourself. Why are you going to do any of this if you don't love yourself it's not okay to love yourself? Because why are you going to want to give you everything you want if you don't love you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our kids, my kid, I want to give her everything, you know. And sometimes I give her stuff. I'm getting better at it, though. Not at the expense of me, right?
right.
So, but that's the people we love are the people we want to give to, you know, and spend our time with and give our hearts to and give our money to and give gifts to. And we're always at the end of that line. That doesn't work for people who want to create a lot.
No,
no.
And, you know, what you're saying is so powerful, and then it does speak to what you said earlier, that if you're not doing that, there is something blocking. There's some belief blocking. Otherwise, you would take the action, right? You would make that choice.
Yep. You would get up and go, okay, you know, this is 3 weeks into me thinking about this website. Obviously, there's something in my way. There's some kind of belief system. Do I have to know what it is? Not really. I'm just going to go, well, I think I'm ready to break through whatever this is. I want to do this website. I'm feeling like, okay, I'm going to love myself enough today to take the first step about doing this website. If I don't know how to do a website, I'm either going to find a training class, or I'll find somebody who can guide me through it, or if I have enough money, I'll hire somebody to do it for me. But I'm going to do this website. So let me see. Where can I find a place where I've been really excited in my life, where I've felt a lot of love in my life, where I've just thought, yippee for me in my life, and we all have those places. That's what doing this website is going to feel like. So I'm going to hold on to that yippee. I'm doing this website, and now I can feel my energy more in alignment with doing this website. boy, I'm feeling good about making more money too, surprisingly enough.
Mm.
I love money. I'm going to allow myself to go. I love money. Wow, and I can feel excited. And you literally, you can talk yourself into shifting the vibration,
mm-hmm.
right? Dana Wilde is
yeah.
fabulous at this. She calls it ranting. And mm-hmm. again, she's a brain expert. So
yeah.
we're bringing, what is she doing? She's doing another takeoff on affirmations.
Absolutely.
Most people do affirmations because somebody told them to do it. They don't do them with any emotion or joy or love, and then they don't work.
Yeah, yeah, that carrier wave. And but it's true though, because your mind, as you know, doesn't know the difference between what's real or not real. It's gonna. So if you're talking that way, because I already feel, just as you were talking, Dee, I was getting excited. I was like, oh, there's some
exactly.
project I have on the side.
Yeah.
You know, I was starting to feel it already because I was really listening to your words, but more importantly, I was feeling the energy of you giving that example, and I was, you know, now motivated without having to, you know, think of a lot of stuff. You
yes,
know.
And you know, the beauty is anybody can do that. Anybody
yeah.
can do what I just did for themselves. You have to
yeah.
choose to, but it's easy, guys. It's easy.
Yeah.
So if
well,
you're
I like
sitting
what you're
there listening
about
going,
the choice.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. Know that you just directed your energy not to know how to move on in your life. You see,
yeah.
your energy will follow everything you say. So if you say, I don't know, I'm just tired, your energy will go, okay, I'll give you more tired. If
mm-hmm.
you say, I don't know, I'm just stupid, I don't understand this, your brain goes, okay, well, let's look out and find everywhere where you feel stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So that it can give you the experience of that.
Wow. Powerful, powerful, light and powerful. We do have that 415 caller if you want a quick question,
sure.
quick little question. Okay. Hi, 415, 416, you're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache, and you're on air with Dee Wallace.
Hi, Dee. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. What's your question?
What do you see? That was very helpful, what you said about making the website. That was towards my question. But I feel blocked in my vision of what makes me really happy, going towards what I love.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great question because it's for everybody. What makes you happy is you.
Uh-huh.
Nothing outside of
mm.
you makes you happy, sweetheart. And
that's good.
Our egos use that all the time to keep us stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give everybody a really quick exercise. Find a doorknob or a light switch or something that you can look at where you're at. And I want you... Okay, and now go to your love place, go down to your heart, open your heart, and just think of something that you really love. I use my puppy, my doggie. Some people use a baby, a memory of a baby when their kid was little, a beautiful rainbow, a place in nature. So everybody find a place that when you think of that, you just open your heart. Good. Now, you're just going to feel that love, and you're going to send that love to that doorknob or that light switch or whatever you have. Just send that some love. Now, Kate, were you able to do that?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So, you see, that doorknob didn't send you any love back, but you felt a whole... You felt a whole experience of love with that doorknob, didn't you?
Yeah, connected to it.
Okay. That's
nice.
How you make yourself happy, honey. You choose to be happy and you put happiness out to everything. And then you start seeing the world happy and you'll be happy doing lots of stuff. But right now, when you're going, I don't know what makes me happy, your brain is saying, okay, well, we're going to look out and we're not going to find anything for you because you don't think there's anything out there that's making you happy.
Got it?
Yeah. And you know what I hear in this, Dee, too? And I think this is, you know, for all of us at one point in our life and you know, many people that are listening, and you're a great example of it, it's not one thing. And that's that question even, that what will make me happy, imply, you know, like there's just one thing or it's this thing that concrete that's tangible when it's so many things, you know.
Well, the point is.
It's that heart opening.
It's not things. Your state of being. It's your choice to be happy that makes you happy. Every single one of us know people in our lives that have everything and they're miserable.
Absolutely.
And we know people. Yeah. I have a beautiful cleaning girl with me. It's so funny for me to use those words because she's like part of the family. She's been with me so long. But, you know, she lives in a studio apartment with her husband. She has very little compared to what I have. And she's happy all the time. She is happy and joyful. She brings so much joy into my life. See, it's not about things. When we decide to be happy, our brain will start seeing places that make us happy.
Yeah.
So,
so true. And it's
not out of anybody's grasp. It's all within you right now. You can start this moment loving that doorknob more. Sending that, and you can do. I have clients that write me and they go, I love red lights now, Dee, because I sit there and I look at that red light and I just give it love. So you can use it everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
But man, watch how miraculously it opens up the joy in your life.
It's all there. Now, Dee, as we're winding out of time, and I hope you come back at another time. This has just been so amazing. You have a new series coming up on Amazon Prime. Can you tell us a bit about that and when it's actually airing?
Everybody can go on and binge watch it right now. It's called Just Add Magic.
Oh, really?
Yep. You have to get the Amazon Prime app, but it's worth it, you guys. You get everything in 2 days, and what comes with it is just worth it. But beautiful little show, matches up with everything I teach, interestingly enough. It's a nice family show that everybody can watch together, especially if you have preteen daughters or sons or early teenage kids or grandkids. It's a great show for them to watch also with you. I'm really happy, really proud to be a part of it. That's Just Add Magic.
Okay. Just Add Magic, and it's on Amazon Prime, which most people have now anyway, because there's so many deals you get on that as well. And binge watch yells, how fun. Great to be able to do that. Oh, Dee, this has been amazing. You are just a joy and such inspiration and a wealth of insight as well.
I just love talking about this and sharing the truth of it, you know.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, you look at me maybe as a movie star, but I was a tormented movie star. I was a tormented person. And I'm free now. I am so happy and so free now. And it doesn't have anything to do with how many parts I get anymore, right, or any of that. It's that when you know that you're the power of your own creation and that God in the universe comes in and totally supports you in every way once you're clear, man, you're free. There's nothing left to be afraid of. You're free.
Mm. And you are an amazing example of this. You know, so you're living it and showing that it's possible, and that's quite an inspiration. You're just doing you, Dee. You're being you, and it's so
I am
inspiring.
Being me, and I am loving every minute of being me, Michelle. And it was great to be here with everybody. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time to be on Awakenings.
Absolutely.
All right, Dee, until next time. All right, and that was Dee Wallace, where you can find out more information about her work by going to imdwallace.com. Also about the cute little toy that empowers kids to love themselves and adult kids too. You can go to buckabear.com. Nice little Valentine's gift that's coming around. And also she has a series on now that's on Amazon Prime called Just Add Magic. Love that. Let's do that this week. We've got a lot of great insight from Dee, great information. She's such a great example of the soul-led. I think there's a lot that everybody learned that they could apply. So kind of cool, kind of really cool. And all of you are magical. All of you are cool. And I love having all of you here every Wednesday. Thank you in the chat, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Thanks for the wonderful questions earlier on, as well as all the wonderful comments. If you're new to the program, we're here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, the beginning half of the program. We answer questions, and the second half of the program, we have our awakened guests. If you have any questions, comments, guests, or topic suggestions, please email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Have a great, great rest of the week and a fab weekend. And just remember, like Dee said, you are the power of your own life, your own creation. Very powerful words. I'll leave with you that, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.